We are beginning tonight's Shir and Simon Reish Mem. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph, the third to last line on page 306. Asur l'shamish l'or haner. It is asur to have tashmish hamita by the light of a candle. Afal pi shemathil b'taliso. Even if one is covering him himself with a talis or a blanket, and it's not light, still it's asur l'shamish l'or haner. Says the Ramah, Avalim osem mechitza gavoa asar lefnei haner. But if you make a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high in front of the ner, afal pisha or nira derech hamechitza, even if the light can be seen through the mechitza, kigon shehifsek besodin. For example, the mechitza is a curtain, so the light is seen through. But lemaisa, the light is separated with the sodin shari. It is permissible. It's also permissible if the light is covered with some kind of vessel. And in terms of if you're allowed to make such a mechitza on Shabbos, that we want everyone to come back for Chela Gimel, and we'll discuss in Simen Shin Tes Vov. V'chein osur l'shamish bayom. Besides the isra of tashmish habita l'or haner, there's also an isra of tashmish during the day. Elo imkein hu bayis ofel, unless it is a house that is dark. And the Ramah writes, v'tamen chacham mafil b'taliso v'shari. Tamil Chacham could darken the area with his talus, with his covering, and it will be permissible. So let's see the Mishabura over here in Sivkotan Lamites. We said it's Asur l'shamish or haner. V'afilu ein sham elaktas or. Even if the ner is only giving off a little bit of light. Kigon shedolei kaner besocha shvoferes shehaner munach besocho. For example, you light a candle inside some kind of holder where the candle is resting. O shemeir ktas derech lanterna. Or you're lighting it derech some kind of lantern. Achar she'ein shom mechitza hamafsekes. Since there is no mechitza separating it, it is a problem even if it's not giving off some light, so much light. V'hu adin l'or halavona gam kein aser. Tashmish hamita keneged the light of the moon is also aser. But that's dafku im or halavona meir aleihem lehedya. That's only if the moonlight is directly upon you. Avalim eino meira aleihem. But if it's not shining directly on them through the window, afal pisha meira labayis. Even though it is shining into the house or the room, that's mutter. Umikomakom nochon shiatul bataliso. But again, it is appropriate to be mafal bataliso if there is light coming in. V'imheim tachas avir hashamayim. If they are outside, under the sky, afilu ein or halavona aleihem mamish. Even if the light of the moon is not on them mamish, elohim betzila. Rather, they're in the shade of the light of the moon. Afilu hachi aser. Even so, it is aser. V'hainu afilu yesha mechitzo saviva. This is even if there are walls around them. Just there's no ceiling. Debamokum megula she'ein sham mechitzos. Because if it would really be an open place with no walls at all, but lav hachi asur l'shamish, you have other problems that it's asur l'shamish, like it says in Evan Ezer, simin chav hei siv dalet. We're discussing whether there are walls and you're avoiding that problem, but there's no ceiling on top of you, so that also will be a problem with the or halavona. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Mem, we said it's only a problem if there's no Mechitza Gvoa Asara. Umari Shekashar Osa Melamata. Again, if we're talking about a curtain, which is what the Ramah is going to say, that it has to be that it's tied on top and bottom, that it won't sway in the wind. Shalo Yonad Beruach Mutsuya, that it should not sway in a regular wind. The Ilafachi Ein Din Mechitza Aleha. If not so, as we learned earlier, that's not considered a Mechitza. And we said in the Ramah, Afal Pisha or Nira Derech HaMechitza. So if there's a Mechitza separating you from the Or HaNer, it's okay, even if the Or could be seen through the Mechitza. Sivkot Mem Aleph. V'hu Adin Ema Or Nira L'malo Meha Mechitza. Again, it only has to be a Mechitza that's 10 tefachim high, so it's very likely there's light coming in from above the curtain or the wall. That's also okay, Shari. Kevan Shehim Mechitza Gemura. Because Lamaisa, since it's a Mechitza Gemura, it's separating it. This issue of the Or HaNer is obviously an issue not of the light per se, it's more of a bizayon, the lack of tznias to be keneged the light of a candle. The choze dafka geshemafil bataliso. If there is light coming through the curtain or light coming over the wall, so that's only going to be okay if you are also mafil bataliso to address the other issue of actually having the light there. Ava belav hochi oster, if you're not going to be mafil bataliso, anyway, it's going to be a problem. Because the ma'is, if the room is going to be light, it's no better than the end of the sif when the mechaber talks about not being meshamish bayom. Some are machmir even with hafalas talis. They're machmir that since the ma'is, there is light in that room, it is aser even if you are mafil betalis. Says the Mishabura Vaiter Sivkotan Membeis. We said in the Ramah, Afa Bish or Nira Derech HaMechitza, V'koshgein im haner b'cheder acher, u'meir l'cheder zed d'shari. Certainly, if the light is actually in a different room, but it's giving off light into this room, that's certainly going to be permissible. If you put up a mechitza that's only 10 tefachim high or a curtain in the same room, it's going to be okay. Certainly, if the light is coming from a different room, it will be okay. The kasa b'chachmas adam again, the mikom makom tzarech hafalas talas, but still, you would have to make it dark with a talas. And then we said in the Ramah, it's also okay if you're kofek kli al aner, if you cover the candle with some kind of vessel. Ayin lakamon besov sum reish ayin zayin betazav mishavurasham. Then the Mechaber told us it's asul shamish bayom. Says the mishavuras if katan memdala de ein zeder tznius. That is a lack of tznius. But we said that is asur unless the bias is awful, then it's okay. And the Ramah writes v'tamal chacham mafil betaliso v'shari. Says the Mishavura of Talmud Chacham, Shehu Tzanua Bidrachav. Talmud Chacham is one who is modest in his ways, V'lo Yovel Lehistakel, and he won't come to look where he shouldn't look. The Alkein Mutter Ayideh Hafalas Talus, and therefore even if it's during the day, it will be Mutter for him through Hafalas Talus. Avel Mikomakom Ein Lohokel B'davar Zeh L'Tzarech Godel. However, one should not be lenient about this unless it is for a great need. Tehainu Kishe Yitro Misgabir Alav. That means to say, when his Yetzer Hara is very strong on him, so then he can rely on this heter of a Talmud Chacham who is Mafil B'taliso. Now we'll go weiter in the Mechaber in Sif Yud Beis. Aser l'shamish mitaso b'shnei ra'avon elu l'chasuchei bonim. It is aser to have tashmish amita during years of famine. We learn it out from Yosef, unless he is lacking children. Pirish mishein l'bonim, someone who doesn't have children. Says the Ramah, v'ayin l'kamam b'simin tov kuf ayin dalet ziv dalet. V'hu adin b'shar tzaro shehem ki ra'avon. This halacha is not limited to a famine. Any other tzaros similar to a famine, also it would be aser to have tashmish amita, except for someone who does not have children. Says the Mishavuras if katan mem vav elo the im yitro miskaber alav. Here's another heter besides one who doesn't have children. They didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Prove who, as we'll see, if his yitro is miskaber alav the yeshchash yavu l'idei hashchas hazer. And there's a concern he might come to zer levatola. Kosav el yirab b'shem sefer divrei David b'simin tov kuf ayin dalet lahokil. The chen kosav b'sefer beis meir le'evan ezer. So they're makil if it could possibly lead to hashchas hazera that you cannot be even in years of famine. But the Mechaber tells us that it's only mutter for one who is chasuchei bonim. Says the Mishavura in them zayin she'en lo bonim etzolomo shelo kiyam adayim periyo verivi. He didn't yet fulfill his mitzvah pruvu. V'lochein afilu yesh lo bonim im ein lo adayim bas mutter. So therefore we hold that the mitzvah pruvu is a boy and a girl. So therefore even if he has bonim, but he doesn't have a daughter yet, so that's considered one who doesn't have bonim, and it will be mutter for him as well. Then the Ramah told us ayin simen tovkuf ayin dalet. The Mishavura says in sekotem emches rotzolomo means to say the matir shama Mechaber Gambelel Tfilo, another heter, besides the Chasuche Bonim and Yitzro Miskaber Olav, is also if it is the night that the Isha goes to the mikvah. V'ayin Sham Ba'achronim. Says the Mechaber Viter in Sif Yud Gimel, Ach Sanai Aser L'Shamish, one who is a guest in someone else's house, it's Aser Tathashish Hamita there. But V'im Yichadu Lo Ul Ishto Bayis, if they designated a house, or we'll see a room for the husband and wife together, then it's mutter. Ubilvad shlo yisham betaliso shebal habayis, as long as they're not using the, we'll call it the sheets of the bal habayis. Says the Mishaburis of Kata Memtas Achsanai Hainu, Afiluk Shabnei Bayas Kulam Yishenim, even though there's not a problem of anyone being awake, like we learned earlier in the Siman, everyone's sleeping, still it is forbidden, unless they were miyached them a bias. If Kata Nud Hainu She'en Lo Balabayas Esek Ba'osa Mokom. The Balabayas has no longer any issues with that room or that house that he's given to you. Elo Miyuchad L'Shneim Levadam. It's a room, a house designated Dafka for them. The Oz Havilei Hu Kebal HaBayis. And then it becomes like your house, in which case it is Mutter. Bayis, Sifkata Nun Aleph, Hu Adin Cheder, doesn't have to be give you a whole house. As we mentioned, it could be they give you your own room. That also will be enough to be Matir. But the only stipulation the Mechaber said was, Ubavach Lo Yishan Betaliso Shabla HaBayis. The Meshavura says in Nun Beis, what's the problem with that? Shema Yeira'e Keri Alav. Lest there be Keri seen on there, and that is inappropriate. Isa be'erivin samach gimel. The Gemara Erivin tells us, Hayoshem be'kila be'cheder, one who sleeps in a room, she'ish ve'ishto yeshenim sham, someone who joins a husband and wife team to be sleeping in the same room as them, that's bad. Olav akos of Omer, on him the Pasuk says, ve'eshneshei ami tigarshun mi'beis ta'anugeha, and the women of my nation you have sent away from the house of their pleasure. Ve'afilu kishin nida, And this is aser even if the wife is a nida, so there's no issue of them having kash shamita. Still, it's inappropriate to be joining them in the room. We'll look down at the Sharatzion and Lamed Gimel. It's going on the first part, bring down the pasuk that you can't be in a room where the husband and wife are sleeping there together. Because they're embarrassed to get involved in any kind of tashmish shamita because they're worried maybe this person is awake. That's if she's not a nida. Then the Mishnah Berurah told us that even if she's a nida, it's aser. Says the Shaar Tzion, why is that a problem? Lamed Dalud, Sheboshim Mimenu Ledabed Dvarim Shebetzina Beinu Levena. Because again, they're embarrassed not to do a maisa, but to speak about private things. They're embarrassed to speak private things amongst each other if this third party is there. Ulefiza Nira, according to this, it appears, the Imshneim Ba'asma Mavakshim Oso Shishan Sham Laki Isura. If they're both requesting of the third party to, in fact, stay in the same room as them for whatever reason, so then it would be mutter because it's not against their will. The whole problem is that they'll be embarrassed to talk about what they want to talk about, but if they initiate it, then it certainly would not be a problem. Let's see one more Shulchan Aruch over here, and that is Sif Yudalud. Shichvas hazera hu koach haguf umu'or ha'inayim. The zera that comes out of a man is the power of his body and the light of his eyes. V'kolz man she'teitze biyoser, and if a person is having his zera come out too much, again, even if it's beheter with his wife, haguf kola v'chayev ovdim. His body gets destroyed and his life is ruined. V'chol hashotav v'v'ila, one who is overindulged in bia, zikna kofetzes alav, he ages much quicker, it jumps upon him. The kocho toshesh, his koach, his energy is weakened. The ein of chaos, his eyes are dimmed. The reach rad nodeh mipiv, and a bad smell comes from his mouth. Usa'ar rosho v'gabos einov v'ritse einov noshrim, and the hair of his head and his eyebrows and his eyelashes, the hair falls out. Usa'ar zekono v'shechya usa'ar raglo v'rova, and the hair of his beard, of his armpits, and of his legs increase. V'shinov noshos, his teeth fall out. V'harbe ke'evim chutz me'elu bo'em alav, a lot of other pains besides these mentioned come upon him. Amru chachmei harofim, the Chachmei HaRefuah say, Echon mi elef meis mishar chaloim, one out of 1,000 die from other illnesses, v'ha elef meirov tashmish, and 1,000 die from having too much tashmish. L'thikach tzarech adam lizor, therefore a person has to be cautious not to be over-involved in tashmish hamita. We will stop here, and we'll continue the next year, Amir Tz Hashem, in Siman Tezvav.